Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 137 for August 29th, 2006, Altec Lansing's FX6021. And now, get ready for Dick!
Hey, Dick DiBartolo, the GizWiz and Mad Magazine's maddest writer with Turn the Table Tuesday, my favorite day of the week. That's what it says on this little email from Leo. It says, Dick, please introduce my spots this way. So my favorite day of the week, Leo.
Thank you. It's actually my least favorite because I actually have to work on this one and come up with a product and a review and all of that stuff.
Exactly. And what is the product of the day?
Well, you know, I like to do the products that I actually own and use that solve a problem for me. And one of the problems here in our twit.tv studios was I needed some good sounding speakers for mixing the shows, computer speakers, but they couldn't take up a lot of desk space, but they had to have, you know, had a good rich sound. I've always liked Altec Lansing. I know you have too.
Yeah.
A great speaker manufacturer. And I looked around, I shopped around, and I listened around, and I found the set of speakers that I really like. It's the Altec Lansing FX6021 computer speaker system. $250, although you shop around, you can get it for less. And it's what I like about it is it does have a good subwoofer, so it has a really good bass sound. But that's down under the desk, out of the way.
Great thing about subwoofers, you can hide them anywhere.
It has the speakers that are on the desk are tall and thin, so they go on either side of the monitor without taking up a lot of space. They're only a few inches wide, but they are very, very high quality. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tweeters in each speaker, so there really is a good...
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds very... I would say this is among the best speaker systems I have, and it's a computer speaker system. But here's what I really like and what I really look for. In fact, this is the first speaker system I've had, and I think many of them do this now. The problem I have, of course, is I constantly need to adjust the volume or turn them off. When we record, I have them off. See, if I turned them on, you'd hear a lot of noise coming through the speakers and feedback. So I have to turn those.
Yeah.
You heard that, didn't you? Yeah. So I have to turn those off. And it has a little control that goes right on the desk with an on-off switch, treble and bass, so I can do the localization, and a level control, and a remote control that sits in a very handy little pocket, and then I could pull it out. So when I go sit in my lovely armchair across the room and I still want to listen to music, I've got the remote control.
And
so it's very, you know, I like Altec Lansing. I have the Altec Lansing. I know you do for your iPod, as I do. I carry the IM7s with me. And I've always liked the sound. Those don't sound as rich and deep as these do. This is a nice sounding speaker system. So,
when I was a kid, I had the Altec Lansing Voice of the Theater.
That's right. That's right.
They were 15-inch woofers.
This company's been around making great speakers for years.
Yeah. And what's the model number?
This is the FX6021.
Okay.
And they make a number of computer speakers, but I had a set of Altec Lansing computer speakers before, and I was very happy. I've had the Bose multimedia speakers, which sound very good too, but I like these because they're very compact, but they give you very, very nice sound. In fact, my kids sometimes will come in my office and rock out, and you can really rock out on these. You can get them nice and loud. They sound good.
Well, that sounds...
What do you use for your computer?
You know what? I'm actually using the Bose.
I love the Bose. You have the multimedia
speakers.
Yeah,
I think they're called Companion 3.
I have an older set of Bose's on the home computer, and it sounds very good also.
Yeah.
It's nice now because you can get a small tweeters that sit on the desk that occupy very little space, but then you have the nice big subwoofer, so you get a full-size sound.
That's what I have, and it has like a little hockey puck that goes on the desk where you can...
turn it up and down.
Volume and just hit
on and
you
off.
Tap. You have it for mute. Yeah.
Yeah. I like this because it gives me a little bit more control. And it has, I forgot to mention, there's also a headphone jack on it.
So that's good.
Very easy to, what I was looking for is a way for me. It's really a recording studio here now. It's not just a computer system. So I needed something that could very easily accommodate those various needs. I have needs, you know. I'm not a robot.
Oh, really?
I have my needs.
Wow.
And this fulfills my needs.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna fulfill my part.
What are you going to do? Are you going to mock it now?
No, I'm not going to mock it. I don't mock things you do.
You don't?
Although, no matter how meek they are.
Pathetic.
And No. I'm just going to read a very interesting email that came yesterday. It kind of broke me up. Dick, I wanted to tell you a little story about your podcast, how it really helped me out. I drive to Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah, where I'm
where?
Mike Provo.
Yeah.
Utah.
What state would that be?
Utah.
Oh, Utah.
Right. If you want to, ladies and gentlemen, in the booth translating for Mr. B. Bartolo.
I shouldn't make fun of it. I love your accent.
Oh, okay.
You know the story. It's really a Dutch accent because you live in New Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's it.
And the New York accent has a little Dutch in it.
Well, that's why out of the 30,000 people listen to us daily, 20,000 are Dutch.
You're right. Many people in the Netherlands listen to this show and love it because you say Utah.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Just like the typical Dutch person.
He's going from Provo, Utah, and he drives there from where?
He doesn't say.
Oh, but it's probably a long drive as we
know. Yeah. But he's a microbiology student.
Wow.
Today, while driving, a cop pulled me over.
Oh, no.
As he walked up to my car,
I rolled down
my window,
yes.
Turned off my podcast that I listen to every time I'm in the car.
Yes.
He asked for my registration and license, and while I'm rummaging through my things to find them, he says, an iPod. What are you listening to? I said, the Daily Gizwiz. He interrupts me and says, what, you mean with Dick and Leo?
Oh, no.
I love those guys.
Oh, you're kidding.
I listen to them all the time. He then barely glanced at my license and registration and said, hey, your right taillight is out. Get it fixed and have a good day.
Oh, we saved this person.
We saved this person.
Well, we want to thank the Utah State Police Officer.
The Utah, right. This has nothing to do with one of the 50 states.
No, it's Utah. It's actually next to Utrecht in Belgium.
In Dutch Guiana.
<Yeah. laughs> I think that's wonderful. A bond was forged.
Yeah, isn't that great? That just broke
me up. It's funny, because when I'm listening to music loud in the car and I get pulled over by a police officer, I frequently want to say, listen to my great music. But I know that they probably wouldn't enjoy it. And they would probably yell at me.
So I turn it off. My dream is for you to get pulled over by a cop.
Yeah.
And you're listening to a Daily Gizwiz.
And he throws me in jail.
Daily Gizwiz, who are you? And you go, I'm Leo Laporte. And he goes, you make fun of that guy in Brooklyn all the time. I'm giving you your taillights out. Your muffler's loud. Your speedometer's wrong. You're leaking oil.
You're going to jail, buddy.
For 6 weeks. And I'll host a show with that poor
Schlemiel. Actually, I did get pulled over by a police officer once.
Yeah,
I was driving in San Francisco, and I was on my cell phone. And he comes up behind me.
Yeah.
And he trails me for a little while. I go, uh-oh.
You're in your car.
I'm in my car, and I'm talking to my wife. I said, honey, I've got to hang up because I think I'm going to be busted here. I thought for talking on the cell phone. I didn't know. Right. It is illegal now, but you have to use a hands-free. But at the time, it wasn't. And then, then he pulls up right next to me. I think, I'm dead meat. And he rolls down his window and signaled me to roll down my window. And I'm just going, what have I done? And he says, Leo, I love the show.
Oh, great.
I watch all the time. Have a great day. And he speeds off. I just thought that was, my heart was pounding.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how even if we haven't done anything wrong, we feel guilty?
Absolutely. You know, Leo, I heard a story that is so funny about a famous person was having a party like at midnight and invited all their friends that were appearing on Broadway. And this guy who was writing the article at the party to every single person who had performed that night said, you know, I thought your performance was a little bit off tonight. And every one of them had an excuse. They said, I had like a slight headache. You know what I mean?
We're all waiting for somebody to say, I thought your performance was a little off.
Right. And we go, oh, you know what? Leo didn't get any sleep.
Yeah,
and the chemistry between
just wasn't working.
It wasn't working. Isn't it funny?
I think we all feel that way. We all feel like we're faking it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, maybe you are.
Maybe that's just me.
Didn't you major in faking it?
I did. And that was called, at the time, that was called Chinese, but really that's what... Ting tong, ho ho, ha ha. And that was completely faking it.
And heavy on the ha ha.
Ha ha, ha ha ha.
Oh, and before I forget, that guy's name was Seth. Seth from Utah.
We need another jingle. We got a great jingle, but we need another jingle for the mailbag.
Oh, the mailbag.
It's time for the Gizwiz mailbag. The mailbag. The mailbag. See, if you had somebody, you know, like... what's his name? Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer.
What's his name? Schaefer. You know, that guy on the Letterman show. He just makes them up.
Yeah, Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, why don't we get him?
Yeah. He's Canadian.
Yeah. Maybe meet him on an airplane.
I think all us Canadians should stick together.
Okay.
I'm not a Canadian, but I think I should stick together with the Canadians at this point. I think it's a good plan. Dick, we're out of time, but guess what? We are not out of commercials. It's time for a Mad Minute. We'll be back tomorrow with another Daily Gizwiz. See you later, Dick.
Okay, I'll be here.
Hi, this is Dick DeBartolo, Mad Magazine's maddest writer, with another Mad Minute. Here's an important message from ALFCO's newest division, H&A Broke Tax Accountants. Here are five reasons why you should go to H&A Broke. Reason number one, we've been in business for over 2 years, and no employee has been sentenced to a jail term longer than 3 months. Reason number two, we use calculators with almost dead batteries, which cause your tax total to be lower than it should be. Reason number three, if you are audited, we supply you with 4 pages of really neat excuses. Reason number four, since you really depend on us for your accounting needs, we deduct the entire staff as dependents. Reason number five, tax laws are changing every day, and so is our strategy, our address, and our phone number. So look for those hand-lettered signs that say H&A Broke on empty storefronts everywhere. Till next time, this is Dick DeBartolo, Mad Magazine's maddest writer. Bye.
D-A-I-L-Y. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.